WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first few days of street construction centered at University in Texas has clogged traffic in all directions. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother says adjusting traffic signals would make things worse.
Because right now it'd just be guesswork trying to adapt to those varying traffic volumes. It's really a moving target at this point.
Rother says this situation is different than the high volume when there's a Texas A&M home football game.
Typically, you know when traffic is gearing up and leaving, so when it's gonna when you're gonna expect it to hit the different signals along the corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night and or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man originally sentenced to die for a capital murder that took place nearly 9 years ago will instead spend the rest of his life in prison.
28-year-old Christian Olson was convicted of the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook. 4 years ago, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the death sentence. Initially, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office sought to reimpose death. But D.A. Jarvis Parsons cited two reasons for changing his mind. One was the suicide of Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison serving time for soliciting him to murder her mother.
She confessed to a number of facts and details relating to her relationship with the defendant that could have played into his actions.
Parsons says they also discovered DNA evidence that would have been used to argue for the death penalty was mishandled.
It was left in custody of a court reporter at the time, and the lab would not be able to say with certainty that it could not have been tainted.
Parsons says Olson agreed to waive all future attempts to be released from prison and oppose anyone else who would attempt to do the same. DA says he will not refile a capital murder charge against Olson in the death of his girlfriend's mother.
While Geraldine Lloyd's murder was heinous and abhorrent, I didn't think it a good use of resources to go and retry him for that when I knew that he would die in prison.
Geraldine Lloyd was killed in her home several months before Westbrook was murdered. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The latest presentation by MSC Opus, Post Secret the Show, is now in town. Creator Frank Warren on WTAW's Infomaniac says he started the project in 2005.
I printed up 3,000 self-addressed postcards. They were blank on one side. Asked strangers to write down a secret they'd never told anyone before, decorate it, and mail it to me. And I received over 1 million from all around the world.
Since then, PostSecret.com, one of the most popular blogs in the world, is now a stage show. Three actors guide the audience through a crowdsourced narrative of the stories behind people's secrets. Visit boxoffice.tamu.edu for tickets. And if you have noticed Bryan Fire Department engines in the downtown parking garage, it's for training exercises that are scheduled through Thursday. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 43 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
610, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to build our way with cooler temperatures and clearer skies. That'll lead to lots of sunshine today. Highs are going to be around 55. We're going to be clear tonight, lows 30 to 35. It's sunny across the region tomorrow. Highs will be about 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear, lows dropping down to 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny Friday. The cool conditions continue. Highs on Friday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, albeit not quite the fanfare it has been the last several years. Today is National Signing Day. We'll have more on who the Aggies are looking to grab. A&M Men's Golf wraps up their first tournament of the year, finishing in the top 10. A standout for A&M football goes into the Texas Football Hall of Fame, and Johnny Manziel may be looking for a new job as early as March. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Well, it's a big day in Baton Rouge. Big day in Oxford, Mississippi. Just not a big day in College Station.
Isn't it amazing the hype compared to last year to this year?
Yeah,
at least I've noticed.
Yeah.
The lack of hype, I should say.
Yeah, very true. And again, used to be that this kind of went by quietly.
Right.
And you'd hear the stories like 2 and 3 days later about, you know, the missed opportunities and all that. But
now it's, much more in the spotlight.
Do they still fax in their letters of intent? Is that how they do that?
I don't know.
The last time they talked about it, and that was about 2 years ago, they still had to wait for a fax.
Yeah, which is really kind of strange, isn't it, the way that works out. Never forget a million years ago, back when they were the coaches would actually, where the head coach would fly around and you know, sign big kids. Amazingly enough, there was a guy named Ed Simonini who played for Texas A&M a long time ago. He's a pretty good football player. And amazingly enough, the head coach at that time, I think Tom Wilson, I'm not sure, they decided that they would sign Ed Simonini last. He went to school in Las Vegas. So they managed to just...
That was their last trip, their last pit stop.
Yeah, they spent the night in Las Vegas.
It's late. We might as well just stay here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, the great recruiting stories about coaches sitting out in front of houses and the kids not being there because they'd snuck out the back door to go sign with somebody else. All that for 18-year-old boys in hopes that they'll be good college football players.
Right,
world we live in.
A
man who was allegedly impersonating a police officer and stopping teenagers to question them, arrested by real police officers in Salt Lake City, Utah. After questioning some teens inside a parked car, the teens asked for the fake cop's badge number. The man said he was going to call for backup, went to his car, and drove away. So the real cops were called. Man was tracked down, pulled over, so he ran off. I don't know how that works. How do you run off from a police officer? You know, I mean, we see...
Where was this again?
Well, this is in Salt Lake City.
Oh, so it's not R-U-N-N-O-F-T then?
No.
He didn't run off.
No, he didn't. No, he ran off. A police canine unit tracked the guy to a backyard where he'd stripped down to his undies and tried to hide in a hot tub.
Oh, Lord.
That was not hot. It was full of cold water.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there. Get me out of here. I'm freezing. Because, again, in Salt Lake City this time of year, it's probably not conducive to be in a cold water hot tub.
Info.
Nation.
But the stories he'll be able to tell, right? What are you in for? You don't want to know.
Exactly.
Bitch, stupid.
Yeah. Smart teenage kids to ask for the badge number.
No kidding, yeah. Challenge the cop.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, they'll be stopping him for speeding. Oh, no, that was yesterday.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:15. It is day 34. We got 332 of them to go. It's Feb 3, and it's Wednesday, and it's carrot cake day.
Ooh,
that's not bad.
Nice cream cheese frosting on top.
Yeah, I mean, if you have good carrot cake,
that's and it's healthy.
Yeah, of course, especially with the frosting on top.
It's made with vegetables.
It's organic.
Exactly. It's not gluten free though. All right, anyway, National Girls and Women in Sports Day, and the day the music died. This is when the plane crash took place. And in Japan, today is the first day of Setsubun, which is referring to the division between winter and spring, and celebrated a day before the start of spring, according to the Japanese lunar calendar. For many centuries, the people of Japan would perform rituals on this day to chase away evil spirits.
Because they're not stupid enough to believe in a groundhog.
Yeah, really. They just do that. Most common among these is throwing roasted beans around your house and also at temples and shrines to chase away the imaginary evil spirits.
Do they have to be roasted, though?
Yes. And okay. Then you pick up and you eat the number of beans that corresponds to your age.
Stop.
They don't have the 5-second rule.
Yeah, right. But I'm just thinking, you know, look.
What a sight.
When you're 8, 10, 12, 15, 20, whatever, that's okay. But, you know, you get up to be 70 years old, you got to reach down and pick up 70 beans and then go eat them?
At that point, it's just called soup.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, anyway. All right, so we got birthdays, too.
We do. We're going to celebrate with Tallulah Bell Willis,
oh,
daughter of Bruce and Demi. She's 22 today. Sean Kingston was a rap. Well, he is a rap artist, but he almost died in a jet skiing accident a couple years ago. He's 26. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones is 21. Bridget Reagan is 34 from Agent Carter. Rebel Wilson's 36 years old. She was, quote, Fat Amy in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, she's hilarious.
And she was in the Last Night at the Museum movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's very so funny. Yeah.
Very funny lady. Amel Brown.
Okay. I don't know.
Married to Mr. Clooney.
Oh, her.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's
Alma Dean something or other, 38 years old. Matilda Ward from Boy Meets World is 39 years old. Isla Fisher is 40 from The Wedding Crashers and married to Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
The redhead, I think.
Warwick Davis, 46 years old. He was Willow and in the Harry Potter movies as well, and he was also one of the Ewoks.
Oh, of course.
Mira Tierney is 51 years old from ER. Nathan Lane is 60. Morgan Fairchild is 66 years old.
Yeah.
Dave Davies from The Kinks, 69. And Blythe Danner is 73 years old. Scrambling Fran Tarkenton.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Scrambling Fran is 76 today.
Bob Greasy's 71.
Shared a birthday, I'll be darned.
Yeah, and Shelley Berman, who's used to be a funny comedian. He did back in the day when record albums of comedians was pretty cool. Plays Larry David's father on Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. Mm. Yeah, no, okay, fair, whatever. All right, there you go. It's 6:18.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As concerns over our open borders and terrorism persist, Breitbart.com is reporting that members of Iran's terror proxy Hezbollah are moving freely within the U.S. and now Latin America. Now, Breitbart notes that a London-based newspaper recently reported, quote, a number of people belonging to Iranian groups and the Lebanese Hezbollah are moving freely in the United States and Latin America. They have passports obtained from countries like Venezuela and Ecuador. The U.S. State Department admitted they were concerned about these developments, saying, quote, Hezbollah receives funding from supporters around the world who engage in a host of licit and illicit activities, some of which takes place in the Western Hemisphere. As if we needed yet another reason to stop this dumb and stupid Iranian deal.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, are you at risk of identity theft? Well, a new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. If you give out your social security number, that increases your risk. If you give out any other personal information, that increases your risk. In other words, if you use public Wi-Fi, if you shop online, or even at the store, you are at risk. Now, that's why I trust, in this day and age, LifeLock. Now, LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor your credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if, in fact, your identity is ever compromised. Now, LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a U.S.-based dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You need to protect your name, your finances, and your credit, and that's what LifeLock will help with. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity, and you get a special 10% discount. Or call and mention my name, 800-440-4836. 800-440-4836. Call now, 800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
Hallmark. Walmart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Oil cast a cloud over Asian markets again today after prices fell back below $30 a barrel, hammering energy firms once more and sending stocks deeper into the red. Tokyo led the regional losses, followed by Hong Kong, where insurance giant AIA lost almost a tenth of its value at one point on fears China would tighten insurance rules. On Wall Street, though, futures pointing to a slightly higher open. Lenovo has followed through on its aggressive cost-cutting plans, but the hardware giant's bigger challenge lies in finding growth in shrinking markets. Quarterly net profit was up 19% despite an 8% decline in revenue as Lenovo cut operating expenses by 15%. But in the absence of growth, there's only so much that cutting costs can do. Panasonic today cut its full-year outlook due to concerns over weaker home appliance sales in China. Slumping global sales of laptop computers also dampened demand for Panasonic batteries. Crude oil trading at $30.44 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Mozo with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-881-6461. 800-881-6461. That's 800-881-6461.
Good morning. It's 6:23. News Talk 1620 WTAW. About 42 degrees outside. Winds out of the northwest at 10. It's going to be a little, it's going to be sunny, and the high will be about 55, which is about where we were yesterday, but the winds out of the north at 20 won't make it feel that good today. We'll just see. Pennsylvania shoplifting suspect in custody on charges that he stole a police car. All right, here's how this happens. Police responded to the call that a man had left a Walmart with some stolen merchandise. Police spotted the guy, gave chase, and when the officer left his car to join in the race, the shoplifter circled back around and hopped into the still-running police car and drove off. Lesson number one, take your keys with you. Car was abandoned near a bank. Guy ran into a restaurant, and then inside there he went to the back door, jumped in a trash container. Police say the man denied any wrongdoing, saying, "I hang out in dumpsters all the time."
Of course you do.
Well, yeah, when you're surrounded by the police and you've stolen the police car, why don't you just say, "Sure, and on top of that, I hang out in dumpsters." 6:24.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
So I had gotten a TiVo Mini, and I hadn't installed it yet, and I thought I could do that myself, and I couldn't. You know, it takes other stuff to do. So I had an appointment Saturday, and the guys from Suddenly came out to do the work, and Christopher, and then later he got some help from Austin. I mean, it ended up, here's the deal. What I thought was going to be about 30 minutes or so ended up being 3 hours, because that's how long it took for the guys from Suddenly to do it right. And they did on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, it absolutely changed the whole work schedule for him, I'm sure, for Chris, I'm sure. But Christopher and Austin did a great job for me, taking care of that particular problem, also helped me boost up the signal a little bit coming into my house. complicated situation, but that's what Suddenlink can do for you from a service standpoint. So in addition to the great cable products that you get from them, whether it's the internet or it's a TiVo or it's your channels that you get from them and phone service, Suddenlink also has a great support staff to help you out. I mean, it ended up being quite a long time for them that it took to get the all the problems solved, but they did it for me, and I really appreciate that. And they'll do that for you too, of course. By the way, if you haven't taken the speed test challenge, do that. Find out exactly how slow your internet connection is, and then you can find out what you can get from Suddenlink. If you want some more information, give them a call at 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com. Suddenlink, with great products and service afterwards.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. As a radio personality, you work through a lot of formats, that's different kinds of musics, as you move through your career. And I have covered a bunch of them. And over the course of time doing that, you learn interesting things about a lot of different bands. Well, I stumbled on this and did a little more digging to add to it, and FoxNews.com has run down 9 bands and how they got their name. For instance, Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was the name of Gary Rossington and Bob Burns' strict high school gym teacher. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd. They just changed it to Skynyrd. One of the hottest bands out there right now is a group called Mumford & Son, and they were looking for a name that would give people a sense of, quote, an antiquated family business name. Work like a charm. Florida Georgia Line, that one's pretty easy. Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard, both from Florida and Georgia respectively, they just picked one right in the middle. Baby, you a song that you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. John Lennon said they came up with the name of the Beatles from Beatles and the word beat. Pink Floyd named their band after two blues singers, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. Fallout Boy was inspired by a character in The Simpsons. And now there was a rumor for a long time about Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder, the lead singer. His grandmother's name was Pearl. And Pearl was married to a man who made spiked preserves. That's not true, though. In fact, it was a lot easier. Jeff Emmett, the bass player, said Pearl was part of the name, and they added Jam after watching a Neil Young session. And finally, Three Doors Down, another fairly large band right now. As the story goes, three original members were walking down the street, and they came across a door with a piece of wood that read, Doors Down. So they became Three Doors Down. Just something I thought would kind of take your mind off the day. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa, where you can go online. Don't even have to go in. Fast, easy, convenient, and they've got great services. Massage, manicures, pedicures, facials, everything she's going to want for Valentine's Day, everything you probably need for Valentine's Day in terms of a massage anyway. And there's a boutique there, so she'll love to go shopping. And you can use the gift card on any one of the services you'd like. To find out more, again, it's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
628, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Look for a high temperature today, right about 55 or so. North winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20, down near freezing tonight. And we'll keep the temps about the same way. We do have a slight chance of showers now on Friday night and Saturday at only 20%. Other than that, lots of sunshine, highs around 60, and lows will be anywhere from the low to upper 30s as we head toward the weekend. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 10. Our chill factor is 36. We have fair skies, and it's 42.
Being in a successful relationship isn't about not fighting. It's about fighting in the right way. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Ever wish you could read her mind? Like when she texts you,
hey, we need to talk.
Wouldn't it be nice to know she really means,
I'm going out with my friend Saturday. You should go grab pizza and beer and watch the game with the guys.
At ProFlowers, we can't help you read her mind. But with our expertly designed bouquets, guaranteed delivery, and customizable add-ons, we can ensure you deliver the perfect message this Valentine's Day. So when she texts you,
the roses are beautiful. I love them.
You'll already know she means it. Let the pros at ProFlowers help you deliver the perfect message and win this Valentine's Day. Right now at ProFlowers, get one dozen stunning assorted roses for just $19.99, plus a glass vase and a box of chocolates free. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this deal, including free chocolates, is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter promo code 600. That's ProFlowers.com, code 600.
If you're in a relationship, you're going to fight, and how you fight is going to have a big impact on that relationship. So how do you fight?
Well, you want to fight fair. There's no name calling. You want to focus on the issue and not get distracted into a kitchen sink fight where every other issue that you've ever had together comes up.
Marriage counselor Sharon Wolf, author of the book Love Shrinks.
And couples fall into very bad fighting habits where they curse at each other or where they shut down and are unreachable. It's also about teaching them how to have empathy for each other, how to put themselves in each other's shoes.
The purpose of a fight is to come to a resolution. So it's important to keep in mind what you're trying to accomplish, because very often when fights get out of hand,
the goal becomes to hurt the other person. The goal becomes to get your way. You want to win. And, you know, I always say to couples, do you want to win or do you want to be happy? If you want to be happy, then you can't always be the winner.
But Sharon says you do have to win some of the time.
So many times it's better for the couple if one person concedes and lets the other person get their way, and it's called goodwill. Having goodwill in a couple is so important and goes a long way toward building the relationship and making it strong.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists who already dealt with slowdowns around University in Texas are experiencing even longer drives with the start of street construction. College Station traffic engineer Troy Rother recommends against attempting detours through residential neighborhoods.
University Drive is going to have one lane reduced. So it's going from three lanes down to two in each direction. But that's still typically the quicker route. When you're cutting through neighborhoods, you've got four-way stops or two-way stops to deal with. And it's really typically a longer way to go to get to your destination.
Rother says the construction traffic is different than addressing higher volumes associated with Texas A&M home football games.
Our biggest concern is just the unpredictability of the traffic flow. So with the work zone that's there, people avoid the area. And so your traffic patterns significantly change from what they currently are. And so if we modify the timings of those two signals to adapt to the traffic, we'd really need to modify the timings for the entire corridor.
WTAW News is waiting for a response from the TxDOT Bryan District Office to our question if consideration was given for the project to be done at night and or the weekend when there are fewer vehicles. A Bryan man convicted of killing one woman and accused of a second murder within months of each other in 2007 will not face the death penalty again.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons says 28-year-old Christian Olson will be in prison for the rest of his life. That's after Olson was resentenced for the beating death of a neighbor, 68-year-old Etta Jean Westbrook.
Any rights to obtain parole, early release, clemency, anything like that, all of those rights that usually hear about people appealing and things going on forever and ever, all of those things were waived in this agreement.
After a Brazos County jury convicted Olson of capital murder and sentenced him to death, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals threw out the punishment. At first, Parsons was going to ask again for the death penalty. Then Olson's girlfriend, who was in prison for soliciting him to murder her mother, committed suicide after making confessions to authorities.
Admitted to the emotional manipulation of the defendant, and this was corroborated by other witnesses that we found, where she was bragging about her emotional manipulation of the defendant. A sexual relationship with the defendant was initiated by her when he was only 14 years old, and then introducing the defendant to methamphetamines when he was just 16 years old.
Parsons also says they also learned they would not be able to present mishandled DNA evidence.
The testing did not involve whether or not the defendant was guilty or not. But it would be evidence that would have been used in punishment to show whether or not the defendant deserved the death penalty.
Parsons says Olson will not be charged in the death of his girlfriend's mother, Geraldine Lloyd, because of the punishment Olson's received for killing Westbrook. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A West Texas man remains in the Brazos County Jail accused of trying to steal 11 head of cattle from a local livestock company last month. 35-year-old Ronald Leisure of Roby, which is west of Abilene, was arrested by a special ranger with the Law Enforcement Division of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. According to the arrest report, Leisure was unable to persuade the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission or the special agent to accept a check for almost $18,000. With an estimated 50,000 Texas jobs lost in the energy sector last year, state lawmakers are trying to find new strategies for workforce growth.
A third of the oil and gas companies are going to make it. A third of them are going to be absorbed by someone else, and a third of them are to go completely out of business.
Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager has already been forced to lower revenue estimates by $3 billion due to the depressed energy sector.
In Texas, oil and gas industry is a huge portion of this economy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss has called on the Energy Resources Committee to recommend strategies for sustained energy development and workforce growth during these tough times.
The oil market is worth watching, and that is exactly what we are doing.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas A&M police are investigating the death of a female student. The body of the 18-year-old was found in her dorm room at Hart Hall yesterday afternoon. UPD reports there are no obvious signs of foul play. The woman's identity has not been released because family members have not been notified. If you see Bryan firefighters in the downtown parking garage the next few days, it's for training purposes. The exercises started yesterday and will continue through at least tomorrow. The current show being offered by MSC Opus, postsecret.com, was created more than 10 years ago by Frank Warren. He handed out 3,000 self-addressed postcards and asked people to share their secrets. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Warren says his blog includes over a million secrets from around the world.
The actors, it's really experimental. They start by telling one of their own true secrets. We never know what that's going to be every night. Audience members get a chance to write their secrets on postcards and have them shared back in the second act.
Warren says many of the secrets performed in the show have never been seen before. Tickets for tonight's performance are online at boxoffice.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 43 degrees. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 2810.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Hello, it's Alan Thicke, and if you've received a letter from the IRS, it probably doesn't say happy birthday. No, probably says you owe back taxes. And because of cuts in their budget, the IRS is now turning to something they call enforced compliance. Uh-oh, look out. That means more wage garnishments, bank seizures, and property liens. Well, thankfully, there's good news. The Fresh Start Initiative, an official IRS program, could significantly lower your tax debt and save you thousands if you qualify. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief specialize in helping taxpayers get approved for the Fresh Start Initiative. Hey, the IRS can be reasonable, but you have to know the ins and outs of their rules, and that's where the experts at Optima come in. Optima is the number one tax resolution firm in the nation, recognized for their award-winning services. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you supporting by Action Sports. Home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Sunshine and much cooler for today. Temperatures will only make their way up to about 55 degrees this afternoon. We're in for a clear night tonight, and it'll be colder. Lows overnight 30 to 35. Abundant sunshine forecast for the region tomorrow. Highs will be 55 to 60. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 30 to 35. Sunny weather in the forecast for Friday. Highs Friday anywhere from 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with National Signing Day on the horizon. It starts at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll have you as caught up as we can, at least through National Signing Day. That will come up a bit later on. Also, Jalen Jones selected as one of the 10 finalists for the Jerry West Shooting Guard Award. Plus more in sports in 10.
So Donald Trump's a loser, right? I mean, isn't that right?
Theoretically, yes.
Because he didn't finish first. And so, you know.
Second is just the first loser.
That's right. So he's a loser.
You ain't first, you last.
Which generally he calls other people. But, you know, he's Donald Trump and he's talking about himself.
I ended up coming in second. Didn't devote tremendous time to it. Didn't devote tremendous money to it. In fact, I guess in terms of money per vote, I'm about at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I know you finished second, so that's...
I came in second. I came in a strong second. Oh. Third was quite a bit away. I think 2,500 or something, close to 3,000 votes away. That was a big... There's a big difference between second and third.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. How about some Hillary? You want some Hillary?
Of course. I feel really great being back in New Hampshire after winning in Iowa and having a chance to come here.
She won by 0.4%. Right?
A win's a win.
But did you see, and I didn't really notice this until looking at some of the stuff yesterday. Okay. There were 1,200 people that caucused for the Democrats.
Really?
Because there's like 600 or 700 votes, give or take.
Yeah.
For either candidate.
1,200, huh?
And they had 180-some for the Republicans?
I didn't, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I heard yesterday that in New Hampshire, there will probably be a turnout that will be something like 10 times more than what they had in Iowa. And so, you know, and you know, of course, people actually vote there, too, as opposed to going and eating donuts in a gymnasium and flipping coins. But anyway, Scott Brown, he's a loser. He lost, but he's endorsed Donald Trump.
I'm saying to myself, what is the biggest problem right now in Washington? Well, it's clearly the dysfunction in Washington, the fact that they don't talk, they don't work together. Very rarely does anything get done. And the one person who has the independence and can be the change agent to actually get Washington working again, it was very clear to me that that was Donald Trump.
So there you go. Okay. America is no longer feared by our foes or trusted by our allies, he went on to say. This is mostly because of the lack of U.S. leadership under the Obama/Clinton presidency. Well, she wasn't president. She was just Secretary of State.
But. No, but she has a guiding hand in that.
Oh, I see. Oh, I got you. Okay, that's fine.
Right. You can tie those two together.
Coming off the split in Iowa with the Hillster, Bernie Sanders' campaign says he won't participate in tomorrow's planned debate unless Mrs. Clinton agrees to Sanders' campaign conditions on future debates.
Which is, do we know?
Yeah, if he doesn't show up, then that's really not a debate. That's just kind of an appearance, isn't it?
It's called a soliloquy.
Yeah. Sanders' campaign spokesman told The Hill, "We are continuing to negotiate with them, not just about the debate Thursday night, but about the other debates that we have said need to be agreed to in order to put the whole package of debates together. They have not agreed to at least one aspect of it, which is we've asked for a debate in New York, and they do not want to have a debate in New York."
Why not? She was the senator from New York.
I don't know. She what? They got a house in New York. So, she told CNN, "We're in Bernie Sanders' backyard here in New Hampshire. I'm sure he intends to show up in his neighboring state. Let the people of New Hampshire see us both on the debate stage." Yada 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 yada. Okay. Bernie's campaign has reportedly raised $3 million since the Monday night Iowa caucus. Most of that cash came in small online contributions averaging $37 each. So there you are.
Do you hear what he's going to do, this first act of office, if he becomes the president?
Oh, no, I did not.
Plant that tree that grows free stuff.
Oh, yeah. Do we all get to stand under it and wait for stuff to fall off?
Yeah.
Be a good idea. The Hillster thinks she needs to have some folks up there in New Hampshire, so she is sending 150 staffers from her Brooklyn headquarters to help with the effort there. going to make a real run for it, apparently.
How many people are on a whole staff?
You know, I don't know.
Because 150, that sounds like a really big number.
Well, it does. And they say, let me see, I think that's more than half of the staff that they have there. And again, that's their national campaign headquarters, I guess,
right,
in Brooklyn. So, yeah, that is. 150 is a lot of folks if that's not your entire staff.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, but they're poor, remember?
Of course.
Did she say that? She said they were
yes.
poor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Sensing perhaps that New Hampshire is his last stand, Chris Christie unloaded on Marco yesterday, calling him the boy in the bubble. He said, let's get him up here. Let's get the boy in the bubble up here. Let's see if he can handle your questions and take that. I don't think he will. He said he needs to get his handlers to quit writing speeches and come up here and say something. So, we'll see. What else? Oh, so did you see the kid who put the Hillary stickers on his face?
That was acting like a complete idiot?
That's
yes.
the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the deal. His name is Peter Klinkscales, and somehow or other he was able to sneak into the VIP section, which was behind the Hillster, and then tweeted out while he had these things on his face and said, you know, he'd be glad to do that again. He'll put stickers on for anybody. For $35,000 to cover a year of tuition at Drake University.
So, well, see, Bernie couldn't have him then because Bernie's just going to give it to him.
You're right. That's true. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, I was having a great day riding to work, listening to the Infomaniac.
Good.
And then you had to go and play some Hillary.
I'm sorry. I know. Well, we... What kind of a day can you have if you don't start with a little bit of Hillary? Just hearing that those dulcet tones of her screeching through the radio. I don't know. I'm thinking it got you awake, right? Enough to make you spill your coffee. 6:46.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the legion of perennial enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door and windows, windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sunshine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you'll also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phloxen, and it's gorgeous. Oxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March. Purple coneflowers in mid-spring. Gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern. And then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials, a lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Today is National Signing Day. National Signing Day is when high school seniors ink the letter of intent for the college of their choice. So far, the class of 2016 at Texas A&M includes Trevor Knight, the 6'1 quarterback transfer from OU, Brandon Maines, a 5'11 kicker, Colton Prater, a 6'7, 270-pound lineman, and Travion Williams, a running back that's 5'9 inches tall. Coverage starts for everybody pretty much at 7 o'clock when A&M kicks off their show. You can catch it live on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM with our friends from Texags. Texas A&M men's golf team concluded its first-round tournament of the spring semester, finishing in sixth place at the CBEST Invitational at the TPC at Sawgrass. And congratulations are in order for Texas A&M football standout and NFL great Jacob Green, who was inducted as part of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame class of 2016. A two-time All-American for the Aggies in 78 and 79, Green was a first-round NFL draft choice selected by the Seattle Seahawks in 1980. He spent 12-plus seasons in the league and was ranked third all-time in sacks when he retired. We'll keep it in the NFL, but something other than Super Bowl 50. The Cleveland Browns have condemned quarterback Johnny Manziel's most recent brush with the law and indicated he could be released. Vice President of Football Operations Sashi Brown issued a statement saying Manziel's status with the Browns will be addressed when permitted by league rules. Last week, Manziel was involved in a disturbance with his ex-girlfriend that is being investigated by the police and the NFL. This from ESPN. Johnny Manziel's time with the Cleveland Browns will come to an end in March. In the NBA, James Harden had 26 points as the Houston Rockets snapped the three-game skid with a 115-102 win over the Miami Heat. Josh Smith scored a season-high 19 points in his second start this season. Rockets head coach J.B. Bickerstaff said the success came from keeping the guys out of the paint.
The game plan coming in was to protect the paint. The first quarter, they had 22 points in the paint. So we, you know, just sold out to protect the paint, force them to take jump shots. Third quarter, they came out and made a few corner threes, but again, their strength is in the paint. Everything they do is based around, you know, putting pressure on your paint. So we just try to take that away as much as we can.
On now to NCAA hoops, where Buddy Hield scored 17 points to help number one Oklahoma knock off TCU 95-72. Hield was held below his 26-point average. He shot efficiently, though, hovering right around 50%. It was upset city last night in the NCAA. In the SEC specifically, though, where Tennessee got by number 20 Kentucky 84-77. Georgia outlasted number 25 South Carolina 69-56. And the only other ranked teams in action last night were West Virginia and Iowa State. And number 14 West Virginia upset number 13 Iowa State 81-76. Three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart was hospitalized yesterday for a back injury with the Daytona 500 less than 3 weeks away. A spokesman for Stewart Haas Racing said the 44-year-old Stewart was injured Sunday during an accident while he was riding an all-terrain vehicle somewhere on the West Coast. SHR said the team was unsure of the extent of his injuries, but that he was able to move all of his extremities. And we'll wrap it up with Roger Emmerich and hockey in the Big D.
Stars returned from the All-Star break with an impressive road victory.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, that'll do it here tonight in downtown. The final score, Dallas 5, Winnipeg 3.
Kyler Sagan scored twice. John Klingberg with a goal and an assist for Lindy Ruff Stars.
I mean, it's huge. If we get the first one, now we move on to the next one because, you know, coming out of the break, you don't know what to expect, and I thought we got a pretty good effort out of our guys.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Aggieland Carpet One is Aggieland's best flooring store. Listen to a past customer comment. Great teamwork. We were very happy with everyone. The large display mock-ups were very important in making our decisions, and scheduling was a breeze. We will recommend you to all of our family and friends. Aggieland Carpet One was a pure pleasure to work with.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, last week was A&M, the basketball team, who ends up getting their highest ranking ever and then turns around and loses to Arkansas. But, I mean, it's a continual thing that's going on. Tennessee beat Kentucky last night, which is interesting. But when you consider that Kentucky had a 21-point lead at one point.
Right.
And then ends up losing to Tennessee.
Well, it's one of those years.
It is. Well, that and then DuPaul beat Providence. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a strange year. So,
well, Georgia upset South Carolina.
Yeah,
and then West Virginia ended up beating Iowa State, and it was a minor upset, but still an upset.
Yeah, it's just and again, you have to look at it. I mean, it's unfortunate the Aggies lost when they just had gotten their highest rating, but. You know, that is the nature of basketball, apparently, this year. So it's kind of fun. I'm enjoying that. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 56 or so. It's going to be windy, though. Winds up at about 20 miles an hour gusts. Right now, we've got 42 outside, and it's 7 o'clock. WTAW, Colin.